everyone, and welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelly Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. And I am so grateful that you, my unjaded viewers and listeners, are always one of the first to hear when Cox Automotive conducts and releases the findings to a large industry study, especially a consumer-related study that gives our auto industry a sightline into trends around today's market and its impacts on car buyers. Such a hot topic right now. So I'm thrilled to have Greg Payne, a manager of our market and consumer research with Cox Automotive, whose team led this research, here with me to give you a behind-the-scenes first look at our newly released 2024 Consumer Market Update findings. And this study really captured consumer intent to purchase vehicles and the impact of the economic market forces on their decision-making, all things that you should know in order to adapt and expand your business and marketing efforts and strategies both now and in the coming years. So welcome, Greg.
Thanks, Jade. Thank you for having me on today. I'm really excited to be with you and our dealer audience and share with them the consumer market update. It's really one of my favorite studies that we do here at Research and Market Intelligence every year.
Greg, so I'm going to start out by asking you if you could share a little bit about the 2024 Consumer Market Update study conducted by Cox Automotive, how and why we conduct this study, and the importance of the findings.
Absolutely. Well, this study actually began as the COVID tracker, which we started based on the pandemic, and we wanted to know how consumers and dealers were impacted by the pandemic as they navigated the automotive market in terms of buying and selling cars. And as the pandemic actually, the concern about the pandemic actually declined, new challenges arose in the form of affordability and inventory shortages. So we pivoted the study from the COVID pandemic to actually those challenges about affordability and the inventory shortage. And the study evolved into what we now know today as the consumer market update. And this study actually, as you said, focuses on consumers' intent to purchase and also the impact of economic market forces on their decision making. And what we did with the study is we identify key market developments in partnership with Jonathan Smoke and the Industry Insights team. And what we also do is that we ask certain questions year over year just to be able to trend the results for 1 year to the next. And also we ask questions about the key market developments to identify in 1 year what the changes are for the consumers exclusively. And with that, we survey 2,000 consumers every year, and we did that in July of this year. And what we're trying to do is get a population that's something that's representative of the US population. And our goal with the consumer market update is actually twofold. One is to identify, again, consumers' intent to purchase and the impact of economic market forces. But two, it's also to provide dealers and OEMs with insights so that they can develop strategies to address these shoppers' needs and also efficiently close sales.
So, Greg, I understand that there are four key findings that came out of the study. And so I would love to take a look at these one by one to not only get a deeper understanding of exactly what those findings mean to dealers in our industry, but more importantly, what actions those results should be prompting dealers and OEMs to take in order to continue to drive success and profitability. So I want to start with the first one. What did the findings reveal on how the economic environment is truly impacting consumer spending?
What we learned is that inflation is a continuing factor in terms of economic decision making for all consumers. We learned that 88% of consumers are spending more on goods and services in 2024 compared to 2023. But actually, that's actually down significantly from 2023's results when it was about 92%. And the categories where consumers are spending the most is food, utilities, transportation, and housing. But there's different generational differences. In terms of Gen X and baby boomers, they're reported more instances of spending more on food, utilities, and transportation, while Gen Zs and millennials, there were more of them spending more on housing in 2024. We also took a look at household budgets and how consumers are spending more in certain categories than they'd originally planned. For example, when you talk about food, 60% of consumers that have a household budget are spending more on food than they originally planned. And that's actually across all generations. When we talk about transportation, it comes down to 30%. And when we talk about higher transportation spending as a result of inflation, that's going to lead to some concerns about the total cost of ownership. 3 of 5 vehicle owners said that the cost of owning a vehicle is becoming too expensive. And then the leading factors contributing to this are prices, fuel cost, auto insurance, and service and maintenance. And naturally, what happens is when you have higher costs in terms of transportation, one of the things you would do as a consumer is you'd look to try and mitigate those expenses because you're spending more across a lot of different categories. And naturally, as a result of that, what you would consider is, would you reduce the number of vehicles in your household to lower those transportation expenses? Now, we've asked about this question over the last 3 years, and we've learned that in 2024, 1 in 4 vehicle owners is likely to consider reducing the number of vehicles in their household. Now, the key word here is actually consider, not intent. So my focus actually is not on the consideration to reduce household vehicles. It's more that 3 in 4 vehicle owners are not likely to reduce the size of their household fleets. And that's actually good news for dealers because that tells us that there is a robust market out there for vehicle shopping.
Yes, that is the silver lining for dealers, no doubt. So, Greg, let's talk about the second overarching finding. Shoppers aren't just aware that they're paying higher prices for vehicles. They've actually become willing to do that, keyword being willing. So can you share what the study findings revealed that led to this consumer willingness, as well as what this means to dealers in our industry?
Absolutely. When we look at the market in terms of the intent to purchase vehicles, we call consumers that are in the market to purchase the vehicle within the next 6 months intenders. And that's what I'll refer to them as throughout this podcast. We know that since the pandemic, the percentage of intenders has remained relatively consistent. And right now in 2024, 1 in 5 consumers is in the market actively to purchase a vehicle within the next 6 months. Now, what's changed in 2024 is the composition of those who are intending to buy those vehicles. In 2024, about 30% of consumers that are looking to buy a vehicle within the next 6 months have what we consider to be a premium credit score, and that's a score of at least 750. Now, that makes sense because that's changed significantly over the past 2 years, and that was about the time the Fed began raising interest rates to combat inflation. Also, we know that 2 of 3 of the intenders are actually either Gen Zs or millennials. And again, that makes sense because with each passing year, more Gen Zs are entering the car buying market. And when you have that audience as far as higher credit and younger consumers, what you need to know next is what prices are they considering to be affordable? And we've learned that in 2024, new vehicle intenders on average would be willing to pay approximately $52,000 for the next vehicle, and used vehicle intenders approximately $31,000. And both of those numbers are actually up at least $4,000 from the previous year. Now, when you have these higher prices that consumers are willing to pay, naturally the next question is, how are you going to afford to do that? Yeah. And what we also learned when we asked that question about household budgets and consumers spending more than they'd originally intended, we actually learned that 1 in 5 consumers that have a household budget are saving or investing more money than they'd originally intended. And that's actually higher, significantly higher, among Gen Zs and millennials. Another thing we learned is that half of vehicle owners are saving money actively for large vehicle-related expenses. And that's, again, significantly higher amongst Gen Zs and millennials. And if you isolate that to just intenders, that number jumps to 60%. So what you have is a willing market of younger shoppers and also shoppers with premium credit that have accumulated savings so that they can make that next purchase of their next vehicle more feasible. And the reason that's good news for dealers is because you know who the buyers are in terms of both their credit profile, their age, also the savings resources. So you're going to be seeing more money down and you're going to be able to sell these vehicles more easily to people that can afford them. And that's again, great news.
Great news for sure. Well, I love what you just shared on how these intenders, especially the younger generations and our largest segment of future buyers, are saving money for automotive purchases and understand that it's not going to be a 0.9% finance rate or zero down. to get that manageable payment that they're comfortable with. They're going to have to put money down and they're willing to do this. So next, Greg, I want to jump into your third key finding, interest rates. They're fueling demand for used vehicles. And despite the recent drop in interest rates from the Fed, pricing and affordability still remain issues for most buyers. So can you share a few stats or findings from the study that affect, or the effect that this is having on those types of vehicles that are in demand?
Sure thing. What we know is that over the last year or so, we've been paying premium interest rates, not just for auto loans, but across all forms of borrowing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And although the Fed did announce a half point drop in interest rates, that's unlikely to actually impact auto loans in the immediate term. Because what we learned also is that the current default rate for an auto loan right now is 8%. And if you got that high a risk of non-payment, lenders are unlikely to be able to really want to lower interest rates very quickly. So what we're also learning is that with these high interest rates, there's a concern about being able to make your next vehicle payment. We learned that 1 in 4 vehicle owners are saying that have a loan, they're actually saying that they're at least very or even extremely concerned about making upcoming vehicle payments. And why that's important is because that's disproportionately impacting younger buyers, those Gen Zs and millennials, and also buyers with fair or poor credit. And we consider those to be buyers and shoppers that have a credit score of under 650. So what happens is when you have basically a fourth of the market saying that they are concerned about making their next payment, that's something that we're seeing interest rates are really impacting that market. But also another thing that people may not be aware of is that since the pandemic, there was a pause on student loans for the entirety of the 3.5 years. But now in October, the government's actually gone away from that waiver of paying student loans. So you have a lot of vehicle owners that have student loans now having to add back in a large monthly expense. Of course, that's going to increase the concerns about paying their next payment. But what we also learned is that 2 of 5 vehicle owners that are shopping for a vehicle, they're saying that interest rates are reducing the amount that they can afford to pay for their next vehicle. And because of that, we're seeing higher interest in both less expensive vehicles than originally intended and also used vehicles as well. And I want to focus on the used vehicles in particular. And the reason for that is that interest in used vehicles amongst those that are concerned about interest rates, it's not isolated based off of, there's no difference between age, income level, or credit score. And what that tells us is that vehicle dealers are going to have to be focused on targeting some of these consumers that are high income and premium credit, and they're going to need to adjust their sales techniques for used vehicles to more mirror the new vehicle sales experience, which we know has more personalization, because consumers in that vein, in terms of high income and premium credit scores, they're likely to have experienced a new vehicle buying experience, and they're going to expect to be treated as such. So for dealers, their focus needs to be on not only acquiring high quality pre-owned inventory, but adding more personalization to the sales experience for used vehicles to match the consumer demand.
It always amazes me, Greg, regardless of the topic, we always come back to inventory acquisition strategy, make model mix, and consumer experience. They're at the heart of all of these things, regardless of the economic factor. You know, we look at the supply and demand imbalance that is going to be amplified by the recent storms and natural disasters. And so, you know, that is an area where processes matter if dealers want to gain market share. Inventory acquisition, having the right cars, pricing them properly, and then making sure that you have the right experience to meet the needs of those consumers. Always important. So, Greg, let's look at the last key finding, how car insurance is factoring into purchasing decisions. As many of you know, Cox Automotive is hubbed in Atlanta, Georgia, and car insurance rates have skyrocketed here. We actually have the 5th highest in the nation, and you see it especially high in any metro area. Nationally, rates have gone up as well, an average of 20 to 30% over the last 5 years. And then now factor in lower credit buyers, that increase in premiums go up even higher. And it's really having a major effect on total affordability in the automotive space. So I want to ask, can you share a little bit about what the study revealed in how these higher insurance rates are affecting consumers when it comes to purchasing decisions? And most importantly, how it affects deal making and the purchase process as a whole?
What I would say is that auto insurance is a contributing factor to the total cost of ownership being perceived as too expensive. 55% of those that consider ownership to be too expensive, they're citing auto insurance cost. And we've also learned that 9 in 10 basically are saying that auto insurance costs are having some impact on their purchasing decisions, and 1 in 4 saying that it's having a major impact. But while that's going to impact purchasing decisions, it's not necessarily going to be enough to consider reducing the number of vehicles in the household. Again, good news. But that being said, it's not a time for auto insurance companies to relax, because 1 in 3 vehicle owners is considering changing their auto insurance carrier within the next 12 months. And amongst intenders, it's basically 1 in 2. And it all comes down to cost. They are viewing auto insurance carriers as interchangeable, no difference. And they're also just looking to reduce costs wherever they can in order to lower transportation expenses. And 3 of 5 vehicle owners are paying more in auto insurance premiums in 2024 versus 2023. You noted that there was an increase of basically between 20 and 30% for the average vehicle owner. So obviously, as a dealer, you can't influence the consumer's decision to purchase auto insurance or who they go with as a carrier. But what you can do as a dealer is give them as much transparency as possible into the total cost of ownership of a particular vehicle. That's in terms of down payment, the monthly payment that they would pay as a result of the interest rate that they get, and also the cost of maintenance wherever you can give that to them in terms of providing some cost certainty. Because what you do as a dealer, if you're able to provide that transparency, you're able to build trust and have the consumer make a fully informed decision about their total cost of ownership. Because the last thing you want to do is get to the finish line basically as a dealer for the sale and have auto insurance be the cause of the sale falling through.
Yeah, that's an excellent point there, Greg. You know, time is money in a dealership. And I would very confidently say, you know, 90% of the time I can recall consumers sitting between the salesperson's office and going back to see the finance manager, and they're calling their insurance provider to switch out VINs. And I hear dealers every day saying, when a consumer is making that call now, a lot of the time the consumer is saying, whoa, we've got to back up. I either need to change my term, I need to look at a different car, because they had no idea how much the insurance is going to be on that new car. And so the earlier in the process that can be introduced, and the sales team or the consumer facing team at the dealership can educate the consumer for them to go ahead and make those phone calls and do that due diligence and research. It's a trust building factor. It's going to eliminate some of that friction or frustration at the very end that may lead to the mindset that the consumer's in before they go back to look at those F&I and protection products. So all the way around, transparency, introducing it early, and recognizing that this is a big thing for consumers. And so as we as sales consultants should be educating them as early in the process as possible. So Greg, I would love to wrap up this incredible behind the scenes look at the 2024 Consumer Market Update Study. And I'd like to ask you one last question based on everything you just shared from the key findings. As the lead researcher with your team, can you share any key implications for this year, how it's important and likely to affect the coming year in 2025? And if my viewers and listeners only hear one thing to take away with them today, what would you say these results mean to consumers, dealers, OEMs, and our industry?
You got it. So when I think about the implications for the different audiences at play here, consumers, dealers, and OEMs. For consumers, my thing is that cash is key. They're going to be able to leverage those accumulated savings that they've built up in order to make higher down payments to lower their total cost of ownership in terms of monthly payments that they pay. And that's really the only way to combat interest rates at this point. For dealers, it's all about meeting market demand. And what I say that is, not only about acquiring the right inventory, but also adding personalization to the sales experience, particularly for used vehicles. And you can actually go about one thing to do is actually try and leverage AI in terms of building a personalized sales package that helps the dealer pair the shopper with the right vehicle at the right price. And then for OEMs, it's all about simplifying the cost of ownership. And one of the ways you can do that is actually by providing low interest leasing to qualified buyers, and also adding on service and maintenance packages so that you can provide cost certainty to a consumer as much as you can. And what I would say overall is, if you take away one thing entirely from this whole conversation, it's that while interest rates and inflation they're not going to impact the buying decision in terms of buying a vehicle or not. What it is going to do is it's going to factor into the type of vehicle that a consumer ultimately buys. So what you need to do as a dealer is you will actually need to try and personalize any type of sales experience the best you can in terms of you need to factor in inflation, the interest rates in terms of the total cost of ownership, and provide a unique and personalized offer to each consumer wherever you can to close the sales experience.
Such great advice. So, Greg, I am so grateful to not only you and your team for always conducting surveys everyone in our industry uses to drive actions and strategies based on the findings and results, but I'm especially grateful for your team always giving our unjaded viewers and listeners a first look at the findings and sharing what they can do right now and in the future to have more business success. And so I think that about wraps it up for today. A big thank you to Greg Payne for being my guest. Consumer trends and buying behaviors will always be a hot topic, and the key findings you shared should absolutely be a focus for any dealer or OEM's marketing and business strategies as they plan for 2025.
Well, thank you, Jade, for having me. I'm excited to share these results with you and the dealer audience, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next time.
Thanks, Greg. And also a big thanks to all of you for watching or listening to this bonus episode of Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to visit b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode's released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonus content throughout the year, like this one. And be sure to catch some of the other recent or upcoming episodes where we have open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the auto industry. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and as always, we are cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.